Welcome back to another episode of Real Talk Sundays, the podcast where Russian roulette meets, I don't know, I literally Googled it, where we provide a safe place to talk to people from all walks of life about pretty much whatever we want. In this episode, though, we're going a little bit of a different route, but stay tuned while we do a 52-card pickup of our life, as well as introduce a really dark but also awesome rapper for this Artisan Song of the Week. Oh, and of course,
I really feel like this 52-card deck is really going to be some people can't handle real talk no matter what day it
is. Some people can't. Because why are we doing this?
Because follow us on our socials.
Yeah, dude.
No, because we couldn't think of a topic. We couldn't pick one.
We ran out of time.
It was on me. It's on me. I take full accountability. Normally, I'm pointing the finger, but it's on me.
Yeah, I'm tired. She's got the three pointing back at her today. You know in true lesbian fashion. I'm telling you right now, if you're listening to us on your favorite listening tool, I suggest you go watch us. Not only can you see our Mormon obesity in person, but I think this one's going to be worth the watch.
Do you think I look morbidly obese today? I think I look tiny. I look tiny.
I love it. Honestly, I just fucking hate the way we show up on camera.
No.
But in person,
we look great.
Bro, the fucking jarring effect.
That's why they think we're more really obese, but it's fine.
It's fine.
So what I've noticed is when you dress down, you look better on here. And when I dress down, I don't look okay.
Yeah.
This is what I've established. That's why I chose this outfit.
Yeah, I feel like the harder I try, the worse. I'm like, what the fuck?
Does that make sense?
This is me.
Yeah. That's what I've noticed is the outfits we're choosing as well.
For sure. We're getting used to it. I definitely understand now why people are so fucking nitpicky about their appearance when they're on camera all the time, and how people get seriously just Ozempic.
And they're
they're constantly just worried about their figure.
They're changing their legs.
I couldn't even imagine being in a major motion picture. Like, you bet your fucking ass I'm showing
that's
out for that.
Why the people were so skinny all those years, because it was like you had not eat.
This is literally adding 160 pounds. But ultimately, I'm starting to really, you know, figure this out. But I like that in person and even on my social media, because I'm a fucking goof on my socials. And I've been thinking about lately too, 2025, do I want more of a serious vibe, or do I want to because if I posted a thirst trap, I got some creative tools in my back pocket. Like, if I tan out, I'm not ugly. But that's not what I use my socials for. I'm a goofy goof. And so when people meet me in person, I've never really met somebody who's seen me online solely and then met me in person. It's usually dating apps, and they're always like, what the fuck? It's a reverse catfish. And
yeah,
so
they
like
you
that.
Better in person. Yeah.
I totally play on that. I'm absolutely going to go with that. So
follow Amanda on Real Talk Sundays _ podcast on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube.
Yeah.
Threads.
Lemonade, all the stuff. Yeah. And plus, too, if you just want to go see where we're all at, just go to our website, realtalksundays.com, and all of our shit's listed there.
Yeah.
But
I do think we need to maybe post some more funny videos.
Oh, we do.
Probably. Because that is us. If we took the outtakes of what we say when we sit here,
I know.
I think it would be kind of funny.
We are definitely present people. We need a PR team. We're going to try and loop Sydney into being our fucking PR. Sydney and Fitz, dude. Yeah. Help us. Help. Because when we win, y'all win. We can do this in Tahiti. We do it right.
I could see Sydney being our PR. And
she'd be like,
you can't say that.
You can't say
but
that.
But why not?
Because it's hot take. Yeah. Speaking of. So for this episode, we had pitched quite a few ideas to one another, and it was super. We're coming up on time because we booked, we did two this week. And and thank God, quite frankly, because my brain is hurting right now and I need a good chuckle.
Yes.
And there's a couple in here.
But I am excited about periods part two.
Yeah.
So stay tuned. We will be.
Yeah.
I just did not have the capacity because I want to sound good.
I was like, this bitch didn't read. I haven't finished my notes.
Yeah.
Anyways. So we settled on this, and this was a game. So I thought of it because at the time too, it was like 52 because we're by the time this is published, it'll be February. It was like 50 something days into the year. Right. Yeah. And at the time I was like, oh, man, I think this will be on the 52nd day of the year. But I think this will come out like 54, 55, something like that. I don't care. I'm not the best at math. OK. But I was like, oh, 52 decks and a card. When, you know, I love card games. I love like Cards Against Humanity. Mm-hmm. I love all this stuff. There was this new one that I had in my closet called Disturbed Fuck Friends.
You wrote everything on there.
And then I had a deck of cards that was like just my kids fucking, you know, missing shit. Yeah. And so I was like, all right, well, fuck it. I'm just going to come up with my own shit, my own card game. And so what I basically did is I put some of the segments that we've written down but never done or that we've done or some that I just thought of. And so I put those on the red cards, okay? Okay. So the segment cards literally have at the top segment. And I fucking marker, okay? And so we're going to do those, and that's going to take, like, you know, the 10, 15-minute segment spots. And we're going to probably do, like, four of these, right?
Okay.
And then we have the blue cards. The blue cards are just kind of the in-between. They're a mix between, like, hot takes, true or false.
Dogs versus cats.
Yeah, what the, you know, random facts, what the facts, answer the question, da-da-da-da-da-da. And so for each one segment, we're going to draw five blue cards. Okay. I also threw in here, bro, these Disturbed Friends cards. If you haven't played this game... play it with people you like and love, because this there's some shit on here where I'm like, damn, yeah, it's got to be a safe space for people you really love. So I really like it. So I threw those in here, too. Yeah. And some and I will say for the most part, like some of these I don't know the answer to. I just kind of wrote them down.
Okay.
But yeah. So I say, let's kick it off. Okay. Huh? So first things first. Pick a card, any card, any card at all, Valerie. I gotta shuffle them.
Oh.
I didn't shuffle them. Not that it matters, honestly. Some of them are philosophical. Okay. Some of them are ridiculous. What does it say?
Segment, what's in the bag? Go get your purse and walk us through each item in your bag.
Oh, I was hoping we'd get this one. Okay. All right, before we start that, you're going to pick the first one, the first segment card, and then I will pick the second. Well, actually,
this is a segment.
Or sorry, whatever these are called. I don't know what these are called. Blue cards. Pick like three.
Okay.
And then I'll pick two. I'll pick two.
Do I look at them?
Just one. I'm going to do this one and this one. So read the first one. So this is just our, we'll do a blue card and then we'll do our kick into our segment. Lay it on me.
How many dicks would you need to suck to make 1 mil?
Okay, so I did the math on this. Okay, so I was thinking about it. And mind you, I've had this conversation in length many a times with a couple people. I think, given my oral aptitude, I would charge on average. If I'm just showing up to your spot, right, we're not doing like an
let's
evening
just say
of it.
You're, let's just pretend you're in Vegas and you're an escort.
Okay. On the high end, I think my blowjobs, the way I give a good head, anywhere between $300-$500 a blow. Okay. Yeah. I'm talking like, damn, that was the best
just
head I've ever
gotten. Just go with 300 because you'll go a little
round down. Yeah. 300. Uh-huh. Buy one, get one, I guess. Fucking BOGO. Okay. So I'm going to run about $300 a blowy, which on average, I mean, if you multiply, you know, divide that from a million divided by $300, you're looking at like 3,300, you know, around like, over 3,000 blowjobs, which is a lot. It's a lot. So I would probably up my charge to 500 and only suck like 2,000 dicks. And then I was thinking about it too. That's a lot of dicks.
That would take
so many dicks. And then I started thinking about that chick who's like, who did like the 1,000 guys in one in 24 hours, bitch, or like fucking whatever.
If that's even real.
I'd have to spread this out. So I'd have to average like 2-3 dicks a week just to, you know what I mean? And like, am I getting paid in installments or like, hair play. But anyways, I'm thinking roughly 2,000 to 3,300 dicks to get $1 million. Anyway.
How long would that take?
That's what I was thinking, too. I was like, each blowjob's got to go to completion.
Yeah, it would take a year, too. Over a year.
Depending on how aggressive. Yeah.
Yeah.
What am I doing on Sunday? 6 dicks. Like, you know what I mean? That's so much. Dude, my
Sounds fucking miserable.
Not to mention, I've been having a lot of jaw problems.
Because you're sucking too many dicks.
Bruh. Well, I used to. The thing, too, is remember that one time for fucking listeners at home, I was eating and I almost got stuck the other week, too. I was eating a fucking double-double, animal style. I fucking go to, and my jaw locks sometimes, so it clicks.
And when she's saying animal style, she's talking about In-N-Out. Not a dick.
Yeah. And so sometimes my jaw, you know, locks. And one time it locked for like most of the day. And my ex had, I literally had to stack my head on a stack of books while he pushed on my jaw to pop it back into place. And I was only imagine, we joked for so long about how I could only imagine if I was giving a stranger a blowjob and my dick just, or my jaw just like locked on his dick. Like, oh my God, it was the most painful thing I'd ever experienced. And I have to literally, when I yawn, I have to hold my the sides of my jaw. But no, I've put in some serious time. Because, like, college, too, I was sucking some dicks. Because I didn't like to have sex. I wanted to, I was just kind of a head game. But anyways, our segment. Back to our segment. What was it again? Oh, our bags.
Our bags.
You go first. Okay. I'm dying. What's in your first of all? What's in your brand new Coach bag?
Oh, this is my brand new Coach bag, and it's beautiful and classy.
Can't wait for that to be in the trash in, like, 6 months.
No, it's not. I'm going to take it. I kept that Coach bag for years.
Sorry, I can't wait for that to be in the trash in 3 years.
Your keys. This is fun. Tampons.
Good for you.
Ooh, something I keep forgetting that I have in there. A little mini Versace little roll-on. I should probably do that while we're here. Yeah, it's Versace. Okay.
Versace.
Like lip gloss. Oh, man. Someone threw Kleenex in here. I did not do that.
You are a sniffly girl.
My AirPods.
You have a separate keychain for your AirPods?
It's like...
Okay. So, yes?
I've had that forever. This is, like, my important things wallet, like my company Amex and stuff like that, and, like, medical cards. That's my Disney wallet, Cinderella. Dang. Inhaler. $800 check that I got from fucking the last mortgage company.
Yay!
It was so shocking. Glasses, sunglasses. Ooh, this is a good one. Some probiotics.
I need one of them.
Like just a random receipt. Oh, I gotta turn this in. I won $7.
Hey!
This is the best idea. Oh, my doll. More receipt, another receipt, and a pen. That's it.
That's a really safe bag.
Yeah.
I'm glad. So I have several purses in rotation. This is the one that I had. And I was actually trying. I cleaned out a little bit before I got here because I was like, oh, fuck.
Because you knew.
So this is my mom's bag from the 80s. It's probably Prada. Not real. I don't think it's Prada. Real. It's fake Prada. Prada.
You
from
think it's fake?
Milano. Yes, because the inside. Oh. I love this bag, backpack thing. You can unzip it, whatever. Anyways. Meanwhile, what's in the bag?
What's in the bag?
So, some stuff. So, I was going to eat this on the way here, but I did not. It's a banana. Also, Dahlia gave me this, my daughter. It was like some sort of McDonald's Switch thing. My sunglasses as well. Eye drops, because I'm a stoner baloner. I left this. I took my son to the doctor. And he had to get a big one, but he fractured his collarbone, and this was the one they gave him in the urgent care, and then he got a bigger one. So I have to throw that away or do something. I don't want to throw it away because, like...
Oh, his first break of the bone.
Yeah, spoon. Just in case we get hungry. a handout for youth empowerment for my son that his school gave me. A lighter because I'm also a stoner. I have many of lip glosses... chapsticks and liners. They're all similar colors too, which is interesting, but I have about four or five of those. I have my also my Coach wallet that has all my things in it, credit cards, blah, blah, blah. I have sunscreen.
That's good.
I
one
have more chapstick, a bunch of some receipts. I have this one's my favorite. I keep it in here. This is an eraser my daughter gave me. It's got her little doodles all over it and her name.
That's
funny. I also jacked this from the eye care place because I had to go get glasses for my kids. And it's a really, really nice eyeglass cleaner for my stuff. And then, yeah, my keys as well, which I have my pepper spray. And this from my son's birthday thing. And then a smoke buddy. If you know, you know. And then I have a couple of, you know, some change in there. And then I have a little eraser mushroom topper.
When are you erasing shit is my question.
Sometimes I put it on the back of my lip liner so I can find it.
Oh, that's actually funny.
I can't. And so, yeah, that's what's in my bag.
That was kind of fun. I liked that.
That's what's in my bag.
You're like, blue Kayla, card. What's in your bag? She's pulled out a gun. She's
like, a wallet.
Nothing.
Without knowing the definition, your task is to use proxemics in a sentence during this segment or the next segment. I don't know what that word means, but it's spelled P-R-O-X-E-M-I-C-S. Proxemics. So you have to use that in a sentence.
Okay, proxemics.
And then to end this one.
I still have two more.
Oh, yeah. No, you do yours. You're right.
Answer this question.
Which one?
If your vagina could talk, which would, or if your vagina could talk, would you rather it only talk in riddles or only beatboxing?
Ooh. Great question. And I still haven't given this any thought since I wrote it down. If I truly think about it, I would like the creative expression of beatboxing because mm-hmm. riddles is super like, well, what does she mean by that? Mm-hmm. And I would want it to be a little bit more direct. Whereas like you could do a rap battle, you could talk, anything can come down to beatboxing. Like,
yeah, oh, it's not a rap impressive. Battle if that's it's impressive. Beatboxing though.
I feel like you would, no word. I thought of like a rap battle.
No, beatboxing is just
shit. I would prefer riddles then because I'd like to know what it has to say. And honestly, that's some poetry. Like,
oh, shit.
Give it a fucking pencil. Like, honestly.
Oh, this is a good one for you. I typically bail on my friends, .. Is this I'm supposed to answer or you?
Honestly, if we should both answer this one.
I typically bail on my friends, .. A, to date random losers from the internet. B, because I got high. C, to play with my stuffed animals. Hee hee.
I'm going to say.
Can I say for you is A?
No. I made that just a kidding. Big thing, although I that's know. A possibility for yeah. sure. I will leave the party early or something mm-hmm. to go do that, but I'll never bail on my girls for a fucking weirdo from the internet.
Why is there none of the above? Mine's I know, none all of the above.
All the above. Yeah. Fuck.
Because you got high and fell asleep
that
or something.
Often.
Yeah, that would happen.
Or like
for
I get
sure.
super fucking, yeah, I get yeah. ripped and I'm like, I don't feel like going anywhere yeah. to be honest with you.
None of those pertain to me.
It'd probably be stay home with your dogs, tee hee
yeah.
hee.
Yeah. My stuffed dogs.
Stay home with my dogs, actually. All right, next segment.
Okay.
I'm going to pick this one.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this one's 5D. And then I'm going to do this card.
Yeah, this we're card. Supposed to pick.
You pick.
More of these.
So, next That's segment.
That's how we know we're. We're obese is how we try to reach over.
Next segment.
Okay.
If you were a villain, what would be your even villain persona, name, backstory, and ridiculous plan for world domination? Also, side what the fact, when I was researching what the facts, turns out only 31 people know who Batman really is and 9 think they know who it is. I thought that was an interesting little factoid. But
what
no,
do you mean?
Like in the series, in the, you know, in the entire like comic book series, 31 people in the Batman story know exactly who he is, both as Batman and mm-hmm. as, you know,
yeah, haven't you life. Seen the movies that not everyone knows who Batman is?
Yeah. But 31 people know exactly who he is. Only 9 think they know who he is. And I thought for like that level, you would want like no one to know who you are. That to me is far too many people.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Makes sense.
Here nor there. I just thought
a
that was interesting.
Villain. I've just never. Ugh. What's crazy is I have never thought of this in my life. Like, yeah, I've never thought, oh, world domination. And, oh, I would totally relate to that villain. I just.
It has been one of my biggest goals. In like voiceover work.
Be a villain?
To voice a villain.
But it's asking what you would want to do and what your backstory is. That's hard.
Yeah. I've thought about this like a few times because of short stories that I've always wanted to write. And then it always sucks too when you're like going through Netflix and you're like, you think you have this original mm-hmm. concept and you're like, oh fuck, there's a whole show about it. That was
somebody already thought
that
of
was
it.
In 2015.
Yeah.
You're like, fuck, dude, people are so creative. So if I was a supervillain And I've always had this huge girl crush on Poison Ivy, right? Oh. Like the seductress, like the art, right? And so, like, I don't know why I'm on a Batman tangent. This was completely accidental. But something similar to that. But I've played on my goal, ultimately, would be this very, very high-end, mysterious, almost assassin, okay? Super high level. No one knows what I look like, sound like, or whatever. But the ps-ps-ps-ps is out there about who I am. And my superpower, I would have not only I would have a lot of abilities, but I'm basically I can't be killed, right? Can't be hurt or any of those things. But my goal in life and like my plot would essentially be to go around and like kill all the men who've like hurt, who've done bad things and gotten away with it, right? Mm-hmm. So whether it was rapists, whether it was pedophiles, whether it was like people in politics who got away with super yeah. shady shit. So I would have like a blend of a lot of different quirks and things that I could do. But my like superpower is you couldn't kill me and I'm super alluring. Like once I got you, you're fucking done. And so I would come up with all these really, really creative ways mm-hmm. to kill them with using the information from what they did.
Yeah.
And it would be a super psychological, like just mind fuck. And I would just leave them absolutely murked, just gruesome as they possibly could. And just put like the fear of God into men globally. And then I would work that end to basically get them all in line so that we could have world peace. So eventually we could work towards, you know, a safer and happier street life.
You've really thought this through.
Yeah, well, originally it was going to be basically just an assassin.
Yeah.
But then I was like, oh, super villain. If I could put in superpowers on top of that, no one could stop me. Like, and I loved Poison Ivy too, because once she like kissed you, you were mm-hmm. dead, right? But like, and there was like, you know, a couple, she had like her fragrances and her layers.
Right, right.
So like the mixtures of that like toxin, like the just the, wow, once I got them, they were fucking hooked. And so it was just like, fish in a barrel. But yeah, that's what I would do. And it would just be very, just fucking murder. That would be great. But then I am just absolutely praised by everyone in society because those people deserved it, like Dexter, kind of. And they would be made an example of.
Dude, I do not have a creative bone in my body. I don't have, like, I have nothing in my brain telling me what villain I would be.
What villain you would be? How about superhero? Like, if you could have a superpower, would you have like a super specific superpower?
No, these are not things I think of. You know, I mean, I was like Batman growing up, and
I feel like Batman's not really,
he doesn't really do much.
Hot take, you're about to fucking piss off a lot of comic people, but I feel the same. Like, if I had a lot of fucking money, if my dad and my mom left me a buttload of fucking money and I just had a bunch of fucking money laying around, I would make some pretty crazy shit too. Like, I would have a ridiculous cave lair. I would have a lot of secret shit.
Well, you have to remember, if we're really following Batman's story, he like watched his parents get shot in front of him. So pretty traumatic, but he's kind of like, if we're thinking, he's kind of.
But the most achievable for like your average human being, I feel. You just need to be a bajillionaire and then just create all of your fucking knickknacks and weapons and fast cars.
Yeah, I'm moving on because that's just one wasn't for me.
I want you to think about that. We'll talk about it later.
The weirdest thing I want to collect is A, fetuses stored in mason jars. B, public pubic hair clippings. C, shit-stained panties. What kind of fucking shit is this?
It has to be a safe place to play it. So that's why we're doing that. What was the question?
The weirdest thing I want to collect. A, fetuses stored in mason jars. B, pubic hair clippings. C, shit-stained panties. I don't want to collect any of that.
You have to pick one. Val. And also, side tangent, there was actually a lady who got arrested for having hundreds of fetuses in her jar in her fucking basement. And Trump just let her off. Yeah. What do you call that? Not exonerated. What the fuck is that called?
Pardoned.
Yeah. Not a way to bring down the room.
Where'd she get her?
Well, there's a will, there's a way, Val. But also, mine would probably be the shit panties one, because I would resell those to the creepers out there. If I'm collecting those, I know a lot of people
that pubic hair clippings, you can resell that too.
Those too.
Okay.
Those are profitable. Those are business. This is entrepreneur at this point.
Weird kind of shit. Answer the question with no elaboration.
Yeah. So just answer the question. No
additional. No explanation. Yeah. Okay. Do we need to suffer to appreciate happiness? No.
No.
Oh my God. Look at us.
We agree. But no. True or false? It's illegal to kill a Bigfoot.
I thought they haven't established that Bigfoot's real or not.
True or false, Mel?
False.
It is true. It is illegal to kill a Bigfoot, which makes you think there's probably a Bigfoot. Yeah, bro, it's a law. Look it up. Which also makes me think a bunch of other shit, quite frankly.
Why can't we kill Bigfoot? Because he's fucking out there saving lives like Batman? And we're not supposed to kill him?
Like, that's Bigfoot's out here murking people. He's just creeping in the woods. I truly do think that it was just a bunch of people who were like, we're not fucking going to convert to this bullshit society, whatever you got going on. Back like even in like ancient Greek times when they were, you know, modern Roman too, when they were just being like, hey, we're trying to establish democracy. We're trying to establish civilization. I think there was a buttload of people that were like, you can go fuck yourself and all of that. Mm-hmm. And just kind of camped out. And then evolution took over. And so you got a little bit of, you know, they got bigger feet. They're bigger for just whatever, whatever. Hop, skip, and a jump. Here you are. You got a Bigfoot in the woods. And they're probably maybe not like as big as people think, you know, they because the stories get so crazy. But I think they're definitely like hairy and all this because they have to adapt. And if you're out there by yourself.
Yeah, that's.
This one I've never, I just pulled out. Or I just grabbed this one. I've never read it. If I was stuck with one job for the rest of my life, it would be, and I want you to answer this for me and I'll answer this for you. If I was stuck with one job for the rest of my life, A, fluffing porn stars, B, collecting roadkill, or C, cleaning up shit at the zoo.
Porn stars.
Do you know what fluffing?
No, but I'm going
to
say that one.
If you were to guess what fluffing a porn star meant, what would your educated guess be?
I don't know. Something, doing something to them.
What?
Like
warmer,
cleaning them up, or
cleaning them up.
Yeah, here you go, sweetie. Oh. Here, let me get that for you.
Oh, it's a bukkake. We're gonna need more towels. Nobody told me this. I thought that was a toothpaste.
What is it?
Fluffing is getting a porn star ready. So whether it's sucking them, fucking, yeah, just kind of getting
so
them
close.
Getting them ready, yeah.
Cleaning
typically
them up.
Male, but yeah, getting them going.
That's funny.
Getting them ready for the show.
Yeah,
for the
that
big show.
Would
and
be
then
you.
In between too, because
yeah.
They're, you know, they're gonna take, they're gonna move position, you gotta keep them going. I think honestly, out of all of these, I can only imagine you. And only because we previously talked about cleaning up shit in horse stalls. And you're like, I'm not going to fucking do that. But the thought of you picking up roadkill, I don't know if you could, the smell. Oh, my God. Just given the history with your wife and the fucking smells of roadkill, I'm going to go and say cleaning up shit at the zoo. Is that accurate out of all three of them?
Yeah, I guess I could do that.
Because I know, gun to your head, you're not sucking a dick or looking a clit to save your life.
No.
So you're going to clean up shit at the zoo.
Yeah. Okay, hot take. Is there anything too serious to joke about?
I've had this conversation a few times, mostly because my kid's dad literally jokes about fucking everything.
Mm-hmm.
And his argument is...
You can't laugh, you can't heal.
Yeah, well, no, his argument is...
I'm just kidding.
Is no, like bet, right? And the more I got into like the darker comics that comedians that he follows, like an Anthony Jeselnik, you know, and a few other things where you have like the grape jokes, the dead baby jokes. Right. And even like everything's going on that for a minute that was with that really hot, the fucking comedian who, I don't know, he was fucking around on that podcast host. Oh, God, I'm so bad with pop culture. I don't give a fuck.
Louis C.K.?
No, younger, super good-looking white guy.
Matt Rife.
Matt Rife. Oh, yeah. That fucker, okay? popped off on that, mm-hmm. on that, you know, he landed his own special.
Yeah.
Completely pivoted for like the third time in his career. All hell broke loose because he cracked a joke, right? Mm-hmm. And the argument is, you know, oh, it's just, you know, he's a comedian. Like, that's a joke. And so for me, in the 8 years of having to, you know, interact with my kid's dad and truly him infusing humor in every mm-hmm. aspect, I think at the base of it, no. There is nothing that is too serious that you cannot crack a joke about. The caveat is time.
Mm-hmm.
There needs to be
like
some sort of...
Like, too soon?
Yeah, yeah, there needs to be some sort of tact on mm-hmm. the delivery. And then again, strategy and tactic. You got to be able to deliver the joke effectively, mm-hmm. know your audience, but also have some, you know, respect. Because there are times at a funeral where somebody will crack a fucking joke and it's like, thank God, mm-hmm. we needed that. We needed that ha-ha moment. Or like at your wedding where we're just like, it's a serious moment, but we need some levity.
Cry,
like,
yeah.
We need to fucking laugh about this shit. Or yeah, when you're mourning or something traumatic has happened to you, if you like TM, you can't laugh, you can't heal. But you got to know when.
I think the only thing that pops into my mind that I think is too serious, or that you shouldn't joke about, is like if someone was raped, like if you were raped tomorrow and, you know, a year later I cracked a joke about you being raped, I don't think you would be okay with that.
I beg to differ because there's actually been a couple of jokes that I've cracked up about my own situations that I'm like, that's kind of funny. Again,
I don't know, man.
User, right?
I'd say it depends on the person.
Yeah,
you can't
absolutely.
Really say.
Know your audience.
But I'm just saying, I think
think
that would be the only thing that would be kind of hard to identify.
For sure.
Is the only thing that pops into my head.
Like, so you think mass genocide's okay to joke about?
No.
And like, all I can hear is just people turning up over it, where it's like, no, not because it's happening right now. Why would I joke about it right now? No. But like, yeah, catch me in a couple years. We make jokes about all sorts of shit because it's our way of healing through our fucking trauma. Like, it's our way of taking some of the severity out of it and just giving a different lens. And so I almost like the creative input that comes with a well-crafted joke from something that is so,
well, there's
so
always
taboo.
Comedians out there that are joking about all of that.
And it's fucking gold, dude. Whether you're going to cancel him over it or not, I mean, that's up to you, right? Matt Rife just landed another fucking Netflix special and he's in one of the movies, you know, about getting deported to Mexico.
Yeah.
He's good. Like, fine. But no, I don't think there is at the end of the day. All right.
Love second that card. For you.
Ah! What is it?
Oh my gosh, get vulnerable. What's something you're struggling with that you're not really talking about?
Ooh, this one's hard for you because you don't do that. I'm all about the feels, bro. Before we answer that,
we do these?
Quiz question.
Oh.
What's the only mammal that can't jump? The answer is right here. I wrote it down. Oh, it's right here.
Well, whales can jump. We can jump. A mammal. I don't know. What is it?
Make a guess. You got to take a crack.
I'm trying to think of the mammals.
There's
whales,
a lot.
Us. Fuck. I don't know. I really don't.
Yeah, any guess at all. Any mammal.
I'm going to go with a blue whale.
Wrong. It's an elephant. And I was thinking about how the times I've seen them on a...
But a blue whale doesn't come jump.
Yeah.
They do?
Yeah. Hey,
yeah. An elephant?
I'm out here jumping all the time. What are you talking? An elephant.
Yeah. An elephant's a mammal?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
Anyways.
Okay, what the fuck? Sloths don't fart.
They don't.
Oh, what the fact?
What the fuck? But also, what the fuck? Sloths don't fart. They're, I thought that was an
That's
interesting
so
what the fact.
That's so nice for them.
Very convenient.
Yeah.
very convenient. Their digestive tract, the way it's organized, well, it's all absorbs into their digestive system.
That's why they're
system.
Bloated. Yeah. They look bloated.
And never comes out the poop, out the butthole.
Huh.
Sloths are very interesting creatures. I understand why they're a lot of people's favorites.
I just looked it up because I was curious. It says that it excretes through their mouth, so they have fart breath. That's even worse.
Would you rather fart from your butt or your mouth?
Would you rather? Well, fart out your mouth and burp out your butt, or this one? Uncontrollably shit yourself or uncontrollably vomit? Honestly.
Shit myself.
Vomit.
I hate vomiting.
Bro, I uncontrollably shit myself all the time. I'm telling you right now, no, you don't.
Yes, I do. I hate throwing up. I hate throwing up.
I could literally discreetly vom and then go about my day. No. You can't discreetly shit yourself. Mm. Wear a diaper, go take it. Anyways.
Who would you bring back from the dead and why?
Okay.
Them.
I would.
Mine's easy. My grandma Rachel. It's pretty easy.
Why?
Because it's my grandma Rachel. So I was so close to her and she died when I was 8.
Yeah.
She taught me how to play softball.
I was thinking about that too, like people close to me that I'd really want to, but if I was really going to cash in, I mean, bringing someone back from the dead, Robin Williams. I'd bring back Robin Williams.
You're not going to bring back a family member? Wow.
You know?
You don't really have any that
died. There's a few that I've definitely crossed my mind, but I'm bringing someone back from the dead.
Well,
here,
if it's a celebrity, then I'm bringing back Kobe, if that's how we're going to do it.
And if it wasn't a celebrity, I'd probably bring back my Grandpa Sam. No offense, Grandpa D. Fucking love you, man. OG, I got a lot of questions for you. But Grandpa Sam, because he died when I was younger and I had my head up my ass. Same thing with my Grandpa D, but I had my, you know, I was removed. And I have a lot of questions for my Grandpa Sam. Yeah. Because I fucking love Robin Williams, dude. He's like,
you really do.
He's like one of my goats. But as far as like vulnerability goes, do you want to go first? Do you want me to go
first? I have one more card.
We'll do that. A minute, it's gotta be a breaker.
Okay, I don't know. I'm not, I mean, I just struggle with work all the time. Let's be real, but I mean, I talk about that.
Steel traps
for real,
really bothering you that you just don't really talk about.
I don't know if it's bothering me, but it's bothering my parents, so it's annoying. So, for me, not annoying, that's not the right word. Ooh, let me take that back. Cut that. Oh, it's affecting things as my sister moved away yesterday. So my parents are all devastated. So I'm trying to support them through that.
Yeah.
So
it's hard too when someone really flies the coop.
Guys are going to be okay. I promise.
Yeah. I'm excited to watch them sink or swim, quite frankly, on both sides, but specifically see if she, if they sink or swim. I really would love to. And I think that was my words of advice to them as well. I was like, don't let your fucking white privilege get in control of your street smarts, because where you're going is unsafe. The climate and what you show up as authentically in society is not a chill vibe right now.
Yeah.
Watch your back. Be fucking smart. And I think it's going to be great to put some, just some fucking... I had a lot of analogies I wanted to pull out of my pocket just now, but I think it's going to, really behoove them to spread their wings.
You don't have your mom and dad to fall back on, so. But no, I think I'm just more affected because my parents are so upset, so I'm trying to.
Interesting strategy, Cotton. Let's see how it plays out.
So I'm trying to navigate that.
Yeah.
I think as you get older, it's really crazy how you have to navigate supporting your parents, because when you're a kid, that's not real.
Yeah.
Right? So that's kind of fun.
For sure.
It's not fun.
It's not fun. Yeah. At least you're not raising your parents. No.
You're just trying to, it's a different role you play.
It really is. Mine, I know we talk about it a lot, like you and I, but I don't really like. It's not a bulk of one airtime, and it's definitely not one that I like to let get me more, you know, than I need to. But just the shit that's going on with my son is really hard. And I think it's also like a really good, you know, I'm sure a lot of other moms would relate. I have definitely a very hot take on mom, being a mom. Also being a mom to a kid who challenges me every day to be better, but also challenges everybody in society.
Right.
And... just a kid who's got a lot going on. And so for me to navigate the school system,
to navigate the health system, mm-hmm. to navigate mental health, to navigate all these things through, you know, my own therapy and things and I'm trying to work through. Every day is so challenging, but specifically just with the situation at school and how just fucking strong-willed he is. And it's just so difficult because if you let it get you down, you're going to. And I keep asking myself, like, how the fuck are other single moms doing this? And I'll tell you right now, on paper, I'm a single mom. But the way his dad and I have been working together.
Co-parenting, yeah.
He's great.
Yeah.
He shows up for them, absolutely. Yeah. He's been showing up for himself, which great. And in turn, shows up for me, right? Mm-hmm. So if my kids are taken care of, I'm taken care of. If I'm taken care of, they're taken. It's mm-hmm. just this fucking, you know, tautology here. But I am not a single mom like some of the single moms I've met. And I rely on him heavily. Mm-hmm. When he's clean, when he's sober, when he's ready and he shows up, he's great. He's an ace mm-hmm. in the hole when all things are calibrated. And I lean on that heavily. I need that. And so if I didn't have that, I could only imagine how I would be navigating, you know, all of the issues that are coming up. But it is, my son is, oh man. Yeah. He challenges everybody around him to be better, to be more patient, to educate themselves, to answer the questions, to not answer the question. Like, to a point now where his school is, we had to, you know, put him in a specific school that was a little bit more tailored to his needs and what he was asking for. And he is challenging them and they're not hanging, man. There's a lot of things you can nitpick as a parent too, because you know your kid.
Mm-hmm.
And so I try not to justify his behavior, but I'm also to a point where I'm like, this system is backwards, dude. The school system, the health system, and he's dick deep in it and he's seven.
Mm-hmm.
And so the realization I'm having too of like his father and like my upbringing mm-hmm. and these veils that are being lifted on, like, I am a parent who gives a fuck. Mm-hmm. If anything, I give too many and I don't have too many to keep.
Right.
And because of that, I am willing to go above and beyond for whatever they need. Mm-hmm. And parents are not always, you know, able to do that fiscally, emotionally. Mm-hmm. And then when I think back 34, 35 years ago to our parents in the thick of it, working two jobs, going to school or, you know, whatever, and just the, you got to suck it up. You got to mm-hmm. do what you got to do. You need to shut the fuck up and be a yes, sir kind of kid. Knock it off or I'm going to throw your ass in military camp. Like, mm-hmm. or I'm going to ship you away. Where the root of the issue is so much worse than that. It's, you know, you're treating a symptom and not the root issue. And then flash forward, they're 34, 40 years old and been in and out of the system and yada, yada, yada. So I'm grateful for the opportunity because it's teaching me and it's putting a lot of puzzle pieces of our society together for me. It's also giving me another sense of purpose.
Mm-hmm.
But fucking A, does it take a lot of real estate in my heart, in my head, my patience, it's just everything is constantly. And then I'm like, oh, yeah, I have a daughter. How are you, sis? Good. Okay. Anyways, you know? So it's like, ah, God, fucking heavy. And I'm trying not to resent it. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to welcome it, make space for it. I journal about it. I moon circle about it. I talk to all my friends about aspects of it that I want insight on. And I'm always given really good insight. And I have a killer fucking village. And so I'm like, God damn.
That's what I was going to say. Your daughter will be fine. Yeah. She's got the attention.
And it's opening up a lot of avenues mm-hmm. too, to where I'm like, fuck, dude, community purpose here. Mm-hmm. Like, single moms unite, single dads unite, bro. There's not enough resources out there for single moms. There's nothing for single mm-hmm. dads. And so it's definitely a hole that I would love to be a part of filling. But yeah, that one. Fucking, yeah. And I wouldn't, you know, and I'm a pretty vulnerable individual. I definitely pride myself on that. And some call it, you know, in the beginning too, I used to overshare a mm-hmm. lot. And that was definitely as a, you know, neurodivergent trait. Mm-hmm. So I've kind of reined that in a little bit and really focused on what I'm willing to share and what I'm not. But when it comes to my vulnerability, I'm definitely fearless in that sense. And I would love to definitely have a very open discussion, a transparent discussion about my experience with motherhood. And about my experience with my son specifically. Kind of put all the puzzle pieces together because I think a lot more people could relate. And Lord knows what that would drum up.
Yeah, because I think in the beginning you were thinking it was just what was happening to him. And I'm like, there's other people that this is happening to.
Oh my God.
It's not just, this
the
isn't,
stats you uncover.
This isn't just one person. Like, God. Yeah.
And on top of that too, like fucking reading shit. You literally just yesterday was like a fucking podcast excerpt that was like, children are 800%+, you know, worse for their moms than any other adult. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I love that I create such a safe space for you to be a fucking prick bag. But at the end of the day, goddamn, man.
It's real, man.
Like, fuck, it wasn't enough to take everything. Now you got to be 800% more of a dick to me mm-hmm. than your dad, to your teacher. You know what I mean? And so that's hard to swallow. And then all the stats that come, like, when a mom is absent versus when a dad's absent and, like, the level of repercussions for that. And then, you know, you compound that with being a mom's a thankless job. It's a fucking thankless job. And I didn't start thinking my mom till I was well into my 20s. Yeah. And then I really started thinking of her when mm-hmm. I had kids. And I was like, wow, I'm so sorry. I was such a cunt. And she's like, yeah, you were like the cuntiest cunt. But oh, I'm so glad we're friends now.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's pretty crazy.
So we live, we learn, we pivot. But at mm-hmm. the end of the day, fuck, man. Being a mom is being a parent. Because
the mom's never going to leave in that generalization.
Most times, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Most times. And so that's something, too, where I'm like, oh, man.
And you haven't left, so don't leave now.
Yeah.
don't
definitely
leave.
Something I'm grateful for. Yeah. Because, like, Real Talk Sundays.
Yeah.
And that was something, too, that I've had to come to terms with is I never wanted to harm them or anything. Mm-hmm. You know, when there was a bout of depression there where I had to have them taken, you know, for a mm-hmm. little bit to catch my breath. But my thing was I just wanted to run away. I don't want to be a mom. I didn't want this. I didn't ask for this. I didn't want any of this. And I just wanted to run away. And I wanted to leave them all my money and have everything mapped out mm-hmm. to a point, too, where it was like, should I just fake my own death at this point? Because that would be less traumatic than me choosing to leave. Mm-hmm. And then really, like, going down that rabbit hole and being like, I need to talk to somebody about this because I'm a plane ticket away right now. That's bad. Mm-hmm. That's dangerous, right? We got to talk about it. And then working through that years and years, of therapy. Yeah. And truly, truly coming and being like, you know what? Yeah, I'm not that person. Though I want to be mm-hmm. or though I think I could be, I'm not. This is my responsibility and here we are. So that was definitely a long time, took me years mm-hmm. to get over that hump that I'm not, that bailing on my kids was not an option for me. And I needed to accept this life as I'm in it. And it is beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I can live my life with children and still be whoever the fuck I want to be and a mom. And so that was, yeah, definitely a realization. So hit me up if you're a single mom. DM, let's talk about it. Smoke about it. I'm not a wine mom. I'm not going to drink wine with you and bitch about your shit. I'm not going to drink with you and kick it, but we smoke. Go for a walk.
That was a good answer, Amanda. Are you ready for this one?
Yes.
Finish this. Gun to my head.
We fucking. We have a t-shirt that says that at our t-shirt shop.
Backstory for the new listeners on that.
Gun to my head. We fucking, like, oh, man. No, we were kicking the shit with fucking another interview that
David,
never made it.
That never made it. Because yeah. We didn't know how to fucking do anything.
So you know how to edit.
It was so, I feel like that was a good
it
one,
It was such
too.
A good episode, such dude. A good we one. Should have him on. Honestly, he's a good time. We haven't chit-chatted with him in a little bit. Because
yeah, you're going to have him on when his best friend was part of the.
Bring your friend. We need to talk about it. Fuck. Let's talk about it. Be about it. Anyways. Yeah. It was just.
So we're in the house and can men and women be friends?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that topic. And we were talking about it and he had really good perspectives.
He
talking about
really did.
People at work that he's seen not be able to be friends with him and stuff. He had stories. He had examples. And we're like, shit, man. And yeah. Well, how did it go? And it was like gun to my head. Oh, where it was like, I would never fuck your wife. Or you said that.
That to Val. I was like, well, Valerie, I would never have, you know, sex with your wife or you can trust your wife around me. Like, I would never. Yeah. I'm a bisexual woman. Like, I'm a prowess. Like, sure. And then it was you were like, mm-hmm. you know, and I was like, well, if it was the end of the world, like I would never have sex with you. And you're right. Like, well, the end of the world.
Because we were talking like, lesbians. Yeah. Like, yeah.
If it was just, we were the last two people on earth, would I ever have sex with you? And I was like, well, if the last two people on earth, or like, if there was like a gun to my head, like if a gun to my head, we're fucking like at the end of the day. So it was and they were like, we need to put that on a t-shirt. So I did. Now available. Your Shopify shop.
Oh my God. That was so
gun
funny.
To my head. We fucking.
That was like a year ago.
Yeah.
It had to have been.
I'm going to order us those shirts.
Yeah, we can wear them.
Although people will be like, that is not funny. It's super insensitive.
That's very
all the gun violence offensive. Happening right now. Oh, yeah, fucking probably. All right, I'm going to pick one more segment card. Where are we at? Yeah, one more segment. We'll wrap this
one
up.
More.
Wrap this up. I'm going to pick it because you picked the last one.
Oh, okay, sorry. Just used to and picking cards.
Pick a card, any card, any card. It balls. All right, then you pick. All right, last segment.
I don't like the disturbed ones. Okay, I'll do one. Okay.
This segment's called Think About It.
God, all this thinking.
Think about it. This is philosophical.
Here's a stupid now disturbed card.
A philosophizer.
I texted a naked picture of myself to my hot date. Oops, I sent it to my mom. I will, dot, 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 die of embarrassment. B, blame it on the alcohol. C, not care. My mom has caught me doing way more perverted things. I don't think I'd be that embarrassed. Like, my mom's seen me naked before, you know? I would change in front of my mom if I was at my house. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not like I'm gonna be like, hey, mom, look at me.
This is coming from somebody. Clearly, you don't send a lot of dirty pics, do
no,
you?
No, I only have sent like Snapchat dirty pics to Kayla, probably back in the day, not anything recent. We're married fuck. Now. We're married. It's rough.
I was thinking about my last nude. If I were to send that to my mother,
because it was like, it's like very.
I mean, my nudes are tasteful. My nudes are fucking yes. Like, I mean, they're great. I put a lot of time and effort into those, right?
Mm-hmm.
If I would have sent that to my mother, and my mom is understanding and knows I'm devious.
When she called you devious.
What were my answers? It would blame it on the alcohol.
Die of embarrassment. Or it's fine. My mom see me do way more, or caught me doing way more devious things, perverted things.
She's never caught me, like, red-handed, but I've definitely done some fucked up shit, dude, during the day, like, or during, especially when I lived with her. Oh, so terrible,
you're
dude.
You're so terrible.
I would honestly blame it on the alcohol, and she'd be like, okay, Panda. Grab your phone.
Okay.
Segment.
Uh-huh.
This is a four-parter. Search your phone. Open your pictures and go to the 16th picture.
Mine is when I went to L.A. and I got... went to the Kobe statues, and it's literally Kobe, and his anniversary was just 2 days ago of dying. So that's kind of crazy. Leave the game better than you found it, and when it comes time for you to leave a legend. Kobe Bryant. That's really fucking cool. So
shit.
What's yours?
Mine is the foot pick and the slippers that autistic guy got me. Nothing creative. It was just
put it to the camera.
It's super basic. My foot pictures. I give better foot pictures than this. This is free content for all you guys. So it was the date that I talked about. And those were the slippers he got me, and he wanted a picture of them. So I sent that to him. That's odd. The pictures. Can I just say? This was the other one. So that was the actual getting picture. Either way, 15 or 16.
You really don't have like cute feet.
I have a lot of people that beg to differ.
I don't know.
I think I have cute feet. I will say they don't photograph well.
That's what I'm saying. In the photos, they don't.
Well, those are basic because those are straight on.
All right. What's the next thing?
Search in your, go into your, we've played this game before. Yeah. Go into your messages.
Uh-huh.
Hit the search and type in the co-host name. I'm going to type in Val. You're going to type in Amanda.
Can't wait to see what you're saying about me. What do I do?
And then you pick the
search.
Search, and it's the first message that pops up.
Perfect.
Oh my God.
This is from one of our listeners. Oh my God, listening to Amanda, I feel it. This Christmas was garbage. The family drama killed it so bad. No Christmas magic. And I'm like, oh my God. So she totally related to your
I love that. I feel
your Christmas
so
thing. So I'm like, that's cool. We're just changing lives day by day. Okay, what
doing
are you saying
Lord's
about
work.
Me?
So fucking funny. This is a message I sent to you, December something. Val, I'm at a loss with my son. Like, this is getting insane.
That's kind of weird.
A little bit. That's nutty. Part 3. What was your last text sent? It was to you. We're boring. It was directly to you.
We're so fucking boring. I said, I'm barely pulling up as well.
I said, yes, comma, but no, LOL.
Let's do besides us. Mine's a work text to one of my staff. And I said, thank you for helping me with having issues with the pharmacy.
Work life. That one's boring. I said to my mom, can't drop Sissy off at 5. I have to be at the studio. So it's super boring. So we'll clean it up with the last one. Go into your browser history.
Mm-hmm. How do you do your browser history?
So just whatever browser you use. So I use Chrome.
Mm-hmm.
Or I use this. So if I, oh God, I don't even want to show. Okay. So I use this Google bar if I'm doing a quick search or whatever one you do. So I'm going to click on this.
Oh, okay.
My last one was Assless Chaps Cowgirl Couture because I'm going to New York for a birthday party.
What do I do?
Go to your Google, your last. Well, actually, tell you what, for you, this is a way bad one because you don't know that one.
Mm-hmm.
Go into your Chrome browser. Go up to your
Chrome.
Tabs.
Safari,
whatever okay. The fuck your dumb iPhone yeah. does. Okay. Open up your tabs. Oh, God.
Hold on.
And then you're going to go to your last opened tab, like, or your current page. Do you exit out of everything before you're done?
Yeah.
Oh, then this is not fun for you.
I can help with the history one.
Help with the history.
Okay. So on Safari,
yeah.
when you have a tab open, hit the little book on the bottom.
Uh-huh.
And that'll show your history.
Fucking grandma. Open the PDF.
Oh. Vic's Family Pharmacy. Vic's Family Pharmacy. Indeed. Wow. I'm really fucking boring. Here we go. Oh, top. This is what I was doing last night. Top real history story. The 100 stories that shaped the world. Like, because of drunk history, I was trying. Women in history that are never talked about. Like, I was trying. This is proof that I was trying last night.
Google searches.
I really was.
Honestly, this one's a bit of a trip.
Thanks, John. Jeez.
Clutch. So I use Google because I'm a Samsung user. This was actually, I'm super excited to share this with you. So I go to this resource that Quincy shared with me, which is basically just trends on Google. Mm-hmm. So it's trends.google.com or google.com/trends. And it kicks you to this really cool place. And it's just got, you know, what's trending in your neighborhood, what's trending over Google, what's been the most searched Google thing overall. And I kind of get lost in that. And then there was a subpart too that was talking about dreams. And what basically are people dreaming about and what people are searching for based off of those dreams. And I got lost in that rabbit hole. And then the last one, it was, what are we searching for on Google? And it's a breakdown of all of the shit, what we're doing. It broke it out morning, evening, and night. And what people are Googling in the morning, evening, and night. And this was, I think, specifically for just the United States. I can't remember. Oh, no. Across the world.
Oh.
Same day, across the world. In the morning, weekend morning routine, yoga, and French toast were the top two. It breaks it down, too, by explains it with the
so
data.
So innocent. I love it.
So fucking cool. Yeah. I was like, this could be a bullet. Yeah. Horoscopes, apologies, blood sugar highs and lows. And then in the afternoon, people are doing certified.
Because everyone has diabetes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the afternoon, the top two are taxes and taco trucks. So explains it with the data, gulp, world travel, vacation rental, and paella. Flow charts, good soup. And then in the evening, the number one was what counts as exercise? And they had a bunch of different exercises and a dessert menu. I thought it was like super fun, but I always go on to, death and taxes was another one, literally. The car I called versus death. So a lot of really fun ones. Honestly, super kick-ass fucking tool. I love it. I highly recommend it.
Interesting. That's cool.
I pig on that a lot.
Finish your cards and then
last one. these two are picked for you. In fact, that's crazy. Hot take.
Weird things are happening today.
Is it okay to say the R word if you're acting like an R word?
No.
We agree to disagree on that one. Define a sociopath.
You're such a bitch.
Just curious. Just define it. What's the definition?
I actually don't know the full definition on that. I don't have that memorized because I'm not a mental health professional.
Do you have an idea? If you were to take a stab in the dark.
No, because I don't want to sound uneducated.
Oh, I thought I was giving you a platform to use the word that you were supposed to use during this entire thing, but you haven't used it yet, even though it has no correlation with sociopath.
I would say that a sociopath has no proximus. Proximus. Say it again. Proximix. I would say a sociopath has no proximus. Fuck me. That's no proximus.
Can we say R word if you're acting like an R word?
No. Proximate. Say it again.
Proximix.
Proximix. I say a sociopath has no proximix of caring about others.
Close. Let's see what proximix means. Proximix means the branch of knowledge that deals with the amount of space that people feel it necessary to set between themselves and others.
Oh.
Hey, that's a good word.
And a sociopath would not care proximix. If someone wanted
proximix.
To be.
Proximix.
Oh, proximix. They wouldn't care if you needed to be proximix. This far from them or not.
Yeah. Yeah. Good work.
Okay. Who, I love that was that one. Fun. That was super fun, actually. Good call.
Thank you so much.
Who's our artist of the week? Tell me.
So our artist of the week, I love this one. Honestly, I've been banged to this song. A sociopath is a mental health disorder characterized by disregard for other people, just so we're clear on that one, which, I mean, well said. I was going to say it with a few or less words, but here we are. This artist, so I've been listening to him nonstop. The song is called Mischief. Okay, it's by Erase. E-R-A-Z-E.
Describes you just devious. Mischief. That's you.
I will be making a TikTok to this song because it's that fire. It's featuring Yusha. Yusha. Y-U-S-H-A. And Erase is an interesting artist too. And he just came out with his latest release was back in last year. Death was his newest album. And he's got such an interesting vibe to him because this song, it's almost like a death rap or like dark mm-hmm. rap. And I really enjoyed some of the other features that Brandon was, you know, putting out there and mentioning. I'd always be like, who is this? Like, what sound is this? So I implore you guys to go give a listen to quite a few bangers, not only on that album, but ones from years past. But he definitely has a really dark sound, but also some of the beats just, oh, unreal. I really like him. Great transition, too, for songs I feel on social media. Yeah, I encourage people to go check him out. Go give this a listen. But that's your artist and song of the week, Mischief by Erase. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for joining us for this 52-card pickup. Ooh, I'm so excited.
Told you.
Go enjoy. Honestly, create more games with your friends.
Yeah,
it creates
that was
wonderful
awesome.
Space. Ugh. Until next Sunday.